Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. If you're listening via our new Radio Plus iPhone app, did you know you can personalize the ticker that crawls across the bottom of your screen? Simply tap on Menu in the upper right, then choose Settings and Personalize My Ticker. If you don't have the Radio Plus iPhone app yet, you'll want to download it. It's free via the iTunes App Store.
Brian Marshall to help us out with ISI. Brian, are you going to buy an iPhone 5?
I will, Tom. I'm typically an early adopter of technology.
Well, it's like
and,
part of his job.
Yeah, well, I mean, early adopter, and I guess it's going to be faster 4G and all that. What's the bell and whistle that's going to make me trade in my ancient iPhone 4?
Well, I think if you look at it from a technological perspective, the iPhone 4S is a little bit long in the tooth, frankly. You know, most of the smartphones have a little bit larger screen, 4 inches. The iPhone 4S is 3.5 inches. Obviously, most of the smartphones today have an air interface that's native 4G, i.e. LTE, long-term evolution, where the iPhone 4S still is not. So I think those are two pretty major bells and whistles that we'll be seeing from the iPhone 5.
Let's look from Brian Marshall's note at what the CFO of Apple would be chatting up. This is after meeting in Cupertino. Apple works hard with their supply chain on capacity issues. Apple believes in focus and doing a few things well. That's a novel idea. Mm-hmm. Also, Facebook is a friend, Twitter as well. Is Google a friend?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think so. I think Google is more of a foe. You know, clearly Apple is a large search customer of Google, you know, with Google being the default search engine on all the platforms. But, you know, that could change over time. So it's going to be interesting. I mean, our view is that Apple ultimately will get into search, then it makes a tremendous sense for them to do that. But currently, they're still a major customer for Google.
You call Apple a must-own stock, and you've just laid out your bull case for Apple pretty nicely. I mean, can it really be a must-own stock, though, with sluggish consumer demand around the world?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, that's actually an interesting question, because if you go back and look at 2008, 2009, obviously the sky was almost collapsing. You know, we had a huge financial crisis, consumer spend was in the tank, but Apple was able to power through with you know, massive growth year over year, driven by adoption of the iPhone. And now we've got the iPhone and the iPad really driving that growth as well. So I think the stock and the fundamentals can continue going forward.
Here's a great chart, folks. Do you remember the iPhone 1 or the iPhone 2? I don't. This is just a very, very cool chart. This from ISI Group. And you can just see the build out, the balloon out, yellow, blue, pink, green. Up we go. Astronomical. For our listeners on radio, when you look, Brian, at the explosive growth of the iPhone, what portion comes from new people?
That's a good question, Tom. It's hard to estimate. We think that going forward, you know, it's the recurring or the upgrade subs is going to be a more important factor, as the iPhone has, you know, roughly about 5 or 6 penetration of the worldwide cell phone market. So I think that's going to be more important going forward. It's been less important so far.
Well, at what point then does Apple saturate the market?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, clearly that's the number one question in our view. And we refer to this as TTP, theoretical threshold of penetration. So clearly there's going to be a point when Apple becomes essentially a victim of its own success. You know, if you annualize the December quarter revenue, over $50 billion, that means Apple's going to generate over $200 billion of annual sales. I mean, it's pretty astronomical. So, go ahead, Tom.
Well, I'm touting you out right now. I'm using my iPhone, folks, with one of these fancy apps. How are the app people keeping up with iPhone? Do the app people like iPhone 5?
Definitely. You know, it's going to give them a larger canvas, a larger screen to do more interesting things from an applications perspective. So I think you think about monetization. I mean, application developers want to create apps that sell. And obviously, they can do that on the iOS community from Apple. They can do that from Android, from Google and others. And so, you know, I think most of the application developers have a higher monetization experience on the iOS platform.
Let's leave it there. Brian Marshall, what a clinic. Thank you so much.
Listen to Bloomberg Surveillance weekday mornings at 7 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012.